Now notice verse 1 of chapter 6. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. Now Jericho was prepared for them, but they didn't think they'd be over quite so soon. But now the city's shut up, prepared for the attack. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. Now the day came for the beginning of the campaign. The city of Jericho is prepared. There are the soldiers on the walls. The watchman is there over the gate. And the staff, the brass, military brass, is down in the city, and they're getting reports from the wall. And finally the word comes, here come the enemy. And here comes Joshua now, and the army of the children of Israel. But leading it was the ark, carried by the priests, and they have these horns. And here they come. And the watchman on the wall says, here they come. Let's get ready. They apparently are going to make attack at the gate. And so they bring all their forces there on the inside. And the forces there, they are ready for an attack if they break the gate down. But you know, a very strange thing happens. And so the watchman calls down. He says, they're not going to attack here. They've made a right face. And they are going around the wall, looks like. They're apparently going to make an attack at another place. So this army on the inside, they shift. They march around on the inside, I think. They go along the wall, and they are informed by those on the wall. They are here, they're here, they're here. And they go all the way around, and instead of attacking, they go back into camp. And you could be sure of one thing. There was a huddle that night of the king and the military brass. I tell you, the staff that night met in the Pentagon to see what in the world they were going to do, and they wondered about it. They really are puzzled. So the next day, we have a repeat performance. The watchman on the wall says, here they come, and here they come. Round the wall they go, and then they depart. They do that for 6 days, and by the 6th day, I want to tell you that midnight oil has been burned long and late in the Pentagon inside of Jericho. And that army on the inside, they're pretty tired of marching around on the inside. Maybe the children of Israel were, and some of them are saying this looks pretty foolish. I'm not sure, but what if you'd asked Joshua and said, General Joshua, don't you think this is a rather absurd thing you're doing? He said, sure is. Well, he says, why are you doing it? You're the general. He said, you just think I am. I'm taking orders from the captain of the hosts of the Lord. And this is the way he says to do it, and this is the way I'm going to do it. And they do that 6 days, and on the 7th day, here they come again. And they make the circuit around the wall. The army inside makes the circuit, and everybody heaves a sigh of relief when they get around. And they begin to sit down to rest, and all of a sudden the watchman says, wait a minute, they're going around again. And so they make that circuit around again. And they did it the 3rd time. They did it the 4th time. They went around 7 times. The priests blew the trumpets. The walls of Jericho fell down.